Good morning. The government yesterday said it had asked the United States to begin procedures to remove soil contaminated with radioactivity after a mid-air collision dumped four US hydrogen bombs near an Almeria town nearly 60 years ago. None of the bombs exploded, but the plutonium-filled detonators on two of them went off, spreading several kilograms of highly radioactive plutonium-239 across the landscape around Palomares. The foreign ministry said there will be no more details given on the petition until there is an official reply from the United States. The two countries signed a statement of intent in 2015 to negotiate a binding agreement to further restore and clear up the Palomares site and arrange for the disposal of the contaminated soil at an appropriate site in the US, but for several reasons no agreement was ever signed. The bombs fell on January the 17th, 1966, when a US B-52 bomber and a refueling plane crashed into each other, killing seven of the 11 crew members. There were no fatalities on the ground. A former Mexican beauty queen and her partner enjoyed a 14-course dinner at Atrico's Michelin-starred restaurant and hotel, followed by a guided tour of its wine cellar. But when they left the hotel before dawn the following morning, they had spirited away 45 bottles of some of the finest wines, worth a total of around $1.7 million. The law eventually caught up with them, however. A court in the city of Caceres yesterday said the woman had been sentenced to 4 years in prison and her Romanian-Dutch accomplice to 4.5 years after it found them guilty of aggravated robbery. They were ordered to pay damages to insurers worth over €750,000, the court said. The couple left the hotel before dawn and quickly fled Spain, but after a nine-month hunt across Europe, they were detained by border guards whilst crossing from Montenegro into Croatia. A ransomware cyber attack on one of Barcelona's main hospitals has crippled the centre's computer system and forced the cancellation of operations and patient checkups. The attack on Sunday on the hospital Clinic de Barcelona shut down the computers at the facility's laboratories, the emergency room, pharmacies, and three main centres and several external clinics. A local government statement said the region's cybersecurity agency was working to restore the system. A regional government spokesman said the hackers hadn't made any ransom demands so far, but that no money would be paid. And people left in shock after a man was run over by a tram in Denia. The incident took place at around 11 a.m. yesterday when a man was crossing the track when the tram ran over him on its way into Denia station. Police said the man was 67 and emergency services said he had suffered head trauma. The accident also caused long traffic jams whilst the injured man was being treated and the authorities were trying to find out what caused the accident. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.